This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Australia has extended a ban on travelers who have recently been in China. This as a cruise ship passenger in Sydney is tested for the coronavirus. Here's Phil Mercer for VOA.
Foreign nationals travelling from China aren't allowed to come to Australia until at least February 22. The ban, originally for 2 weeks, has been extended by 7 days and is preventing thousands of Chinese students attending Australian universities and colleges. The restrictions also bar Chinese visitors from Australia during the usually busy summer vacation period. The tourism industry here believes the financial impact of the coronavirus will be worse than the damage caused by the bushfire crisis. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
In China's Hubei province, 100 more people have died from the coronavirus, COVID-19. The death toll is nearing 1,400, and with more than 5,000 confirmed new cases reported in China, hopes that the occurrence of the sickness had seen a slowdown have been erased. Here's Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva.
The executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the cases are not based on a clinically confirmed instance, but on lesser symptoms exhibited by patients.
This allows clinicians to move and report cases more quickly, not having to wait for lab confirmation, ensuring that people get to clinical care more quickly. And also allows public health responses in terms of contact tracing and other important public health measures to be initiated.
Ryan notes that surge of cases and deaths inside China is not being reflected in the wider world. Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Japan has reported its first coronavirus fatality, a woman in her 80s. Authorities said it was not immediately clear how she was infected.